When was the last time you thought a negative thought about yourself? Probably this morning. When was the last time you thought a negative thought about another human being? It was probably today, sometime. Even if you say something like, oh, poor thing, that's actually a negative thought because nobody is poor. Nobody needs pity. What they need is love. And your outer world, every single thing that you experience in your outer world, even if it's a homeless person that you're walking by on the street, is a direct reflection of your thoughts.
Hey babes, it's Kayla Kraft with the Mommy Millionaire Podcast. I'm a mom of three littles, ER nurse turned self-made millionaire and lifestyle entrepreneur. I'm bringing you stories, business and mindset tips to help you be shameless about pursuing your ambitions.
Hello, beautiful mommy millionaires. Today is another Mommy Millionaire Minute. We are going to talk all about how to clear ourselves. What the heck is that? Why should we all be doing it on a regular basis? And how it can help you make a lot of money and live your best life. I am so obsessed with every single one of you that have been sharing the podcast lately. And, you know, you're caring enough about the people in your world to give them something that could actually change their life. And so I know that I attract a lot of people that love to share and that you care a lot about humanity. And so I just want to like give you a virtual hug right now and say thank you, because when you help increase the wealth consciousness of the world, you're doing that for yourself at the same time. So no, every time you share this podcast episode, you're actually giving back to yourself in that moment as well. It'll come back in some way, shape, or form. Believe that, Sister Bear. All right. So I'm going to shout out a review of the week. This comes from Molatib. Molatib. Okay. I love it. It must be a last name. 5-star review. Thank you so much. I absolutely love this podcast. Kayla is very genuine and real and speaks all the words that everyone else is thinking, but are too afraid to say. Highly look forward to listening each week. Oh my gosh. Thank you. I love that. Seriously. Okay. So I'm going to actually go on a tangent just because this is the first time I'm reading this review because I just opened it up for my team. And you know what? Why can't we all be like that? Why can't we all say the things that you really want to say? And usually it's because fear of judgment, fear of rejection. We are so scared about what other people think of us that it holds us back from living our best life and stepping into our higher selves. Now, I'm not saying to go out there and just like share your opinion at all times, because most of the time it's not necessary. But we have to start standing up for ourselves. We have to start speaking our truth and claiming what feels good for us, right? So today we're talking about letting go and clearing. And honestly, when you clear, you'll be able to stand in your truth more and speak what you believe. And this is where it starts. It's getting rid of all of the judgment and all the notions that you have around other people. Once that's clear and you stop caring about what other people are doing, you'll stop worrying about what other people are thinking about you. Honestly, it starts here. So I want to give you a real quick background. I grew up, most of you know my story, and if you haven't, go back and start at episode one and hear my story. But if you're brand new to this podcast, first of all, thank you. Love you. Glad you're here. I was raised by a single mom. My parents got divorced when I was 5, and my mom, you know, she did the best she could. She's absolutely amazing. I love her. When she broke up with my dad, she knew she wanted to keep me going to church. And so she didn't necessarily go all the time because, you know, she'd stay out late the night before or whatever, but she'd get me there to church. And every Sunday and Wednesday, I was there. And I learned a lot of amazing things. I grew up in a very charismatic church where you speak your mind, you know, and you walk around and you just pray for people. You'd put your hands on people and be like, healed in the name of Jesus. You know, that's the way I was raised and I loved it. But one thing that came along with that is when I was very young, my perception was that it was okay to judge other people and dancing makes babies. I was told that from a very young age. Okay, dancing makes babies. If you have sex before you get married, you're bad. If you do this, you're bad. If you drink alcohol, you're bad. If this person says SHIT, they're a bad person. And I'm just saying my perception, that might not have been what was taught, but that was what I took in that became my reality. And from a very young age, I just remember judging all these people around me and labeling them as bad. And I would say negative things about these people in my head, you know, like, oh, they're gross, they're disgusting. You know, my stepdad used to chew tobacco and he used to drink alcohol while he was driving a car. He was drinking his Coors Light, you know? And in my head the whole time, I'm like, gosh, what a horrible person. He's a loser. He's disgusting. And here I am calling myself a Christian and judging this person that didn't claim to be a Christian, by the way. He was just living his life, okay? To the best that he knew, you know, how to do so. What was modeled for him. And the reason why I'm sharing you this backstory is some of you listening in, you may have had a similar experience where you were taught at a very young age to judge, right? You're told this is bad, this is good. And from that moment, you started to judge people and put them in boxes. So if you saw people doing bad or immoral things, you put them in the box of bad people. And maybe you didn't say anything out loud about them, but in your mind, you labeled them as bad. And the more I read about Jesus, and the more I connect with God on a deeper level, I feel like I've never been more connected to God than I am right now. I realize that couldn't be farther from what God wants us to be doing on this planet. And if you just got convicted, right? Yeah, it's good. Judging people does nothing for them. Loving people, forgiving them, sending them love, and actually saying, I'm sorry, or even thinking a negative thought about somebody is the process of clearing. And when you start to get in this practice of just constantly saying, I love you, please forgive me, I'm sorry, thank you for who you are in my life, things start to open up, the judgments go away, and you realize this is what God wants me to do here. This is all that Jesus did, right? He went out and he loved everybody around him and tried to help everybody around him. And we can do that with our thoughts. We can do that not even knowing everybody on this planet. I don't need to know everybody on this planet to send good thoughts to them. And the process of clearing is anybody in your life that you've ever judged, it's time to ask for forgiveness from them. And you'll see what I mean in just a second, because I'm going to give you an example of what I do. But when was the last time you thought a negative thought about yourself? Probably this morning. When was the last time you thought a negative thought about another human being? It was probably today, sometime. Even if you say something like, oh, poor thing, that's actually a negative thought because nobody is poor. Nobody needs pity. What they need is love. And your outer world, every single thing that you experience in your outer world, even if it's a homeless person that you're walking by on the street, is a direct reflection of your thoughts. Because I could walk by a homeless person right now and say, oh, sending you so much love and gratitude for who you are in this world. I'm imagining you living in luxury, living in love, well taken care of. And I see all of that for you right now. And I'll tell you, this is actually my practice now. Before, I would judge that person and be like, oh my gosh, wow, looks like that's a well-abled person. God wants us to work hard on this planet. He better get up and do something. I'm not giving him my money. No joke. This is what I thought. And just like the review of the week, I'm just being honest. I'm just saying what everybody else is thinking in their mind. We have to clear ourselves of this negativity if we want to heal the world and if we want to live in love. I'm praying for a miracle every day that we live in a heaven on earth, that there is no more suffering. And I don't know if that'll happen in my lifetime, but I'm here to do my part. God put me here for such a time as this, just as he put you here for such a time as this. And normally we're talking about money. And I want you to understand very clearly that if you want a lot of money, it will come to you a lot easier when you are clear, when you are free from the negativity of judgments, all of the things. Okay. So the process goes like this. If I have a thought pop up in my mind about somebody that is not good, I just say out loud, I love you so much. And I picture them filling and feeling all of the love I can send them and all of God's love. And I say, please forgive me. I'm sorry for doing that. And thank you for who you are. I love you so much. And I'm just saying these things out loud. Now, if you just have some extra time on your hands, which we all do, turn off Netflix and do this instead. Think about, I took it all the way back to elementary school. And I thought about who was anybody that I was maybe not nice to, or maybe that I had negative thoughts about. I'm going to go and I'm going to clear those thoughts that I used to have about them. I remember this little boy, his name was Timothy, and everybody used to make fun of him. And because I was a little kid that was just trying to fit in, I didn't make fun of him to his face, but I remember making fun of him with my friends. And it's weird that I would remember this, like, you know, 25 years later, but I do, right? These things stick with us in our subconscious minds. And so the other day I was praying for Timothy, clearing, asking for forgiveness, sending him love. And I felt so much lighter afterwards. I can't even begin to tell you. I mean, I went all the way through to junior high, high school, just thinking about all the people, and cleared, asked for forgiveness and said, thank you for who they were in my life, even if I didn't even know them. The other day I was at church and everything's outside right now, and a homeless man walked up and I was watching everybody's eyes because I wanted to see what everybody started to do. You know, these are Christian people, and I wanted to see, okay, are they, you know, going to start judging this person? And I was just watching, and I watched, my instant thought about this person was, oh my gosh, he has open wounds. I don't want him to like touch anything that I'm going to touch or that my kids are going to touch. So instantly I'm judging him, right? Thinking that he's dirty and I don't want him to get near my kids. And so right there, I said, oh my gosh, please forgive me. I'm a part of the problem of maybe what got you in this in the beginning to start with. And I love you. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. I'm sending him all the love, seeing him healed, no open wounds on his body, happy, healthy, self-sufficient, all of the things. I saw him as that. And I said, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I sat there, and just the rest of the church service, I just looked at this man and just prayed for him the entire time. And I left light. My soul was filled up just from doing that. But I have a, you know, we'll see what comes of it, but possible another business that will be started right after that. And I kind of thought, wow, cleared myself, was rewarded. And that's not why I did it, right? I'm doing it because I literally want to just send out love as much as possible. But that was just one physical example of, in my world, what good came back to me from doing this. And so I just want to encourage all of you guys to practice the process of clearing. Again, it's about saying, I love you. It's asking for forgiveness. It's saying, I'm sorry. And expressing gratitude always for who that person was in your life. Instead of labeling it as negative, it's gratitude. No matter what, it's thankfulness. So I hope this helps you, so that way you can release all things that are no longer serving you and open yourself up for what God really has for you in this lifetime, in this moment, right now. If you're breathing and hearing this, you are here for a purpose. You were born for such a time as this. You are incredible. The people around you deserve to feel free. And doing this process of clearing gives you that freedom. And I truly believe that love is the answer for all of the problems right now. So I invite you to do this process with me. I love all of you so much. Thank you for listening in. And as always, if you found value in this episode, share it on social, tag me, let me know your takeaways, or text it out there to a friend, just to, you know, really send more love out there in the world. Love you.
Thank you for listening to the Mommy Millionaire podcast. For free resources and materials, head over to mommymillionaire.co. Make sure to follow Mommy Millionaire on Spotify and iTunes, and it would mean the world to me if you left a review of the show. As always, ladies, go out there and get what you want.